You're listening to SBS News.
Her adopted son might be grown up, but the day Sue Briley took her first son home from India is still fresh in her mind.
I truly believe that what I felt is no different to any other mother when they lay eyes on their child. So I just stick to that thought and value my absolute pleasure in being able to bring home a gorgeous little boy from India.
As a child in Kolkata, Saru Briley became separated from his brother and lost on a train. He was eventually adopted by his Australian parents and later embarked on an extraordinary mission to find his birth mother using Google Maps.
I've got gratitude there that, there's a family in Australia that wanted to adopt me at the time of grief and sorrow, where I couldn't sort of be reunited with my family.
At the time the movie was released, Australians were no longer allowed to adopt children like Saru from India due to concerns about child trafficking. Now the government has given permission for them to resume. Saru Briley hopes his powerful story made a difference.
I think, maybe the movie ended up getting into the hearts of the bureaucrats and politicians to open those gates again.
His adopted mother, Sue Briley, says the Indian adoption program should never have been shut down.
I hope that maybe there is such a thing as the lion effect. Also, I think that our society maybe might be moving on a little bit and people might consider the benefits of adoption.
Assistant Minister for Children David Gillespie has spoken at a pro-adoption event in Canberra. He says India has addressed Australia's concerns that some children were being kidnapped and falsely labelled orphans.
Because they have changed their processes. They have got processes in place now that meet the Hague Convention guidelines. It will obviously need monitoring.
But anti-trafficking groups say the estimated 2,000 children currently available for adoption in India shouldn't be sent overseas. Arun Dole from Against Child Trafficking says a market for children can never work.
And if Australians want to help Indian children, then let's help them locally. Let's help them locally with local foster care, local, improvement of the residential care institutions.
Sue Briley wants Australia's government to provide more support for both local and overseas adoptions.
We're a family like any other. We've had hard times, good times, but we've had the family of our choice. And I feel very fortunate that I could do that because over the last 10 years, the last decade, a lot of parents haven't been allowed that choice. And I'm sad for them because I believe there would have been a lot of families wishing to adopt if they and adopting if they could have by the Australian law.
Within 2 days of the government announcing the resumption of adoptions from India, Sydney couple Elizabeth and Adam Brooke had already filed their paperwork. It might seem quick, but it's been 2 years since the couple married and decided to adopt from India, a country they share a love for. Adam Brooke, who speaks Hindi, said they considered other options but decided to wait.
I think we just have that such a strong cultural connection with India and having travelled there on several occasions. And it's one of those situations where once your heart's set on something, you don't want to give that up, and that's what you want to chase after.
Elizabeth Brooke, who has polycystic ovarian syndrome, fell in love with India as a teenager after watching a Bollywood movie on SBS. Her appreciation for the vibrant culture grew on their visits to the country, a passion matched by her desire to have children.
I've always wanted children. We both have. As a kid, I wanted a house full. I wanted, four.
With the form submitted, that dream is now closer than ever.
Obviously, the last 2 years have been a little bit difficult with things being on hold, but there's light at the end of the tunnel, and looking forward to getting the process started, and hopefully we can start a family of our own very shortly.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.